flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon and welcome once again to Ride at Home with Rich. As he said, I'm your host, Rich Orris, and we got a great show for you today. Joining me today is Mosby Design Consultant Paul Pagano. So, you know, we both have experience building carpentry, remodeling in the field, getting the actual work completed also, so we can make a really great team to help you with all your concerns about your home or remodeling projects. So you can give us a call today, 314-241-9797, and we can answer any type of question you may have, whether it's about design or maybe the best types of material to use or the best practices installing those materials. We can get into that. So we can help you make your house a home. So let us answer your questions right here, right now, with Paul Pagano with me, myself. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. And halfway through the show, my hack comes straight from a thorn that I got in my finger while trimming my rose bushes last weekend, and it involves duct tape. So if you're curious, if I've got your attention, stay tuned for that. Stick around. Literally, you're going to want to hear about all the weird things you can do with duct tape. So, I think it's time. Let's just get this show straight on the road. I want to introduce to you, everyone out there, the man, the myth, the legend, Paul Pagano. Paul, hey, thanks for being here with me today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. I really appreciate you taking an hour out of your Saturday and joining us. And, you know, just getting some good information to all the listeners out there that, you know, want to know some cool stuff about their home. And we've got the information and the cool stuff right here today. But, hey, Paul, so what I'd like to kind of start out with is just getting to know you a bit so we can let everybody know kind of who you are, what you do, how you do it, what you love about it. So a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, so I'm a St. Louis native, been here all my life, born and raised. Been in the construction industry for 27 years now, so I've done a variety of residential remodeling projects throughout my career.
Oh, okay. So how'd you get started in the remodeling industry?
So I've always been creative. I've always been drawn to the arts, design, architecture. So I started off in the healthcare industry and actually was given a task to do some improvements on a residential, in a residential group home for one of the residents' bedrooms. And I kind of drifted away from my creative side, and through that process or that project, I ended up realizing that my calling was the home remodeling industry, design, and things like that. So within a few months of me being tasked with a specific project, I ended up reaching out to a local remodeling firm, went to work for him, been in the industry ever since.
Oh, wow. Nice, nice. So in like... you know, like a lot of us here at Mosby, you've owned your own company for a while too, correct?
Yes. Yes. Before I came on board with Mosby, I owned and operated a small remodeling design build firm for a little over 20 years.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, one of the biggest things that I'm kind of curious about, and I talk about kind of all the time, in the differences in, you know, the different types of companies and stuff out there. So, you know, I know in your past there, you kind of helped with the entire project, maybe with some of the designing of it, figuring it out, and then running, working, and actually performing a lot of that work yourself. So, kind of like me, being on both sides of that aisle, you know, at different times, you know, what do you really think the experience is like, you know, differently from that to being at Mosby for yourself and for the clients that you serve?
Well, obviously, I think, you know, having come from the field and actually physically done the work, as a lot of us has as home consultants, I think it really benefits our clients that we see, because we have a true understanding of what it takes and what goes into these projects. So we're creating a realistic expectation, and we're also pretty well versed on feasibility. So we have a pretty good idea of creating an expectation with the client from the outset of our initial appointment.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I talk quite often about, you know, because I kind of did a lot of the same stuff in the past. I've worked for a lot of different, you know, remodeling companies, stuff like that, ran my own business for quite a while, came here to Mosby, and, you know, I'm always kind of talking about just the number of hats that you would have to wear, you know, that I used to have to wear in order to try and accomplish that, and, you know, how it kind of, you know, made me good at a lot of different things, but it didn't really ever make me great at one thing. And, you know, having a team where you can focus on your part of the project, I think is just really a big help and what really benefits a lot of what we're doing, because, you know, we can think about that part of the process, that part of the project, that part of what the client is looking for or needs or deserves. And it just seems to be, in my eyes, really the biggest help out there. What do you think about the whole team and everything that we got here?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, one of the reasons I decided to join the Mosby team is because it provided me the opportunity, one, to work for a great company, a great team, and it also allowed me to focus on the areas of my job that I like the most, which is working with clients, creating spaces that enhance, you know, their everyday lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And having that production side, that production end too, you know, really helps put together, you know, good projects that can have a lot of value to them. You know, I just went to a past client of mine earlier this past week, and they had moved two or three years ago, and they had a house built. And the way they designed this house, you know, he's got one gutter with one downspout on his porch, and he's got all these roofs from the second floor, from parts of the rest of the first floor, they all come down, they all collect gutter, you know, water with their gutters, and then they all dump onto this porch roof. So like half of the water that hits the roof of this house all ends up in one downspout on the front porch. And I'm like, wow, you know, and so we're trying to figure out something to make that better. And I'm going, man, see, hindsight, wow, if a production guy could have been with that going, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is a great looking design, but we really need to do something to control this water up front. You know, those are the things that, you know, we can figure out and get into working as a full-on team and having the person on that team that's thinking about all the way to the water management at the end of the project. How does it function? You know, it's just such a benefit. So, unfortunately, you might get some of those things where, you know, when you have that separation, I'd love to get into some of this when we get back from our first break here, but when you have that separation of that architect, engineer, you know, designers, builders, bidding projects, stuff like that, you just can run into so much more of that. So I think we'll get into our first break here, and I'd love to touch on some of that and the differences and that part of the processes with you, Paul, when we return. So again, appreciate you being here, and we will be right back. All right, we are back live here with special guest Mosby's own designer consultant, Paul Pagano. You still there with me, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, so we were kind of going over the, you know, different, just the process and how, you know, having the whole team, you know, involved in that entire process and how you can really get down to, you know, some really great answers, some great projects. You know, two heads are always better than one, three are better than two. But, you know, looking at kind of what, you know, some of the world we came from in that other half of the process where, you know, you hire the architect, you get some drawings, you run through some of that, you get a bunch of, you know, two, three, four different companies involved. Kind of that bid basis type, you know, how much can you do this for? And, you know, it just creates so much separation, you know, through that process. Paul, can you kind of just touch on what some of your favorite aspects are of that designing process and how it really, you know, kind of touches and helps the contractor and the difference, helps the clients and the difference from that bid-based contractor kind of form?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, my experience in the past when working with independent architectural or design firms, it didn't necessarily mean that it was better. I mean, the majority of those types of companies have never really done the work themselves, which I, to your point, which I think leads to a bit of a disconnect when it comes to feasibility and function. So the Mosby process, you know, keeping everything in-house as we do, I think we have a better handle on the project from that original concept phase on through completion. And there's less of a disconnect. We're all on the same page working towards a goal, which expedites that process. In the end, it's a better product for the client. And we're able to kind of get from point A to point B in a much more seamless way.
Yeah, yeah, I think absolutely. And we can kind of pinpoint and knock out, you know, some of those issues up front, you know, like I was, you know, describing that gutter and water management, you know, problem to where, you know, you could look at that up front and kind of go, wow, where's all this water going and how are we going to handle that? And maybe we, you know, change the design up a little bit in order to do that, or we redesign how, you know, where some of that goes or what it's going into. You know, there's just so much opportunity for that sort of, you know, just a better solution, I think, you know.
Absolutely. Not to mention the cost savings, too. I mean, on average, you're going to spend, what, Rich, 5 to 7% more going with an independent architectural design firm rather than going with a company like Mosby and the design build and our design build process.
Yeah, no, I think absolutely. And something I've talked about in the past, too, is, you know, designs that we see that don't get used, that just...
Oh, know, absolutely.
It's amazing. So when you look at, 5-10% of the, you know, belief of the cost of the project into designing, and then you've literally got something that doesn't get used. You know, one of the craziest ones I think I ever actually went to and saw, they paid thousands of dollars for someone to redesign their entire home. Every aspect of a home, from the front, outside, you know, all the way through, every bathroom, kitchen, all that stuff. And I think, I want to say they paid like $15,000 for designs. And, you know, they had me come in there, and I'm talking to them, and we're walking around the house, what their goals are and stuff, and things they'd like to see. And, you know, the wife, as we're walking, was like, you know, in my bedroom, I don't have a window that faces my front yard. And, you know, they're out in Wildwood. They got this big, giant front yard, you know, that's way far off the street, just gorgeous area. And she's like, I want to move those closets, and I want to be able to look out the front and just see our property, our land, everything about it. And we sat down to look at the drawings that the architect came up with. And I'm looking at the front of the house, front page. I haven't even opened it. It's literally sitting there on the front page. And you could see he put a roof line right through the front of their bedroom on that front wall with absolutely no window. And although it looked gorgeous, you know, there was no one else on that team with him to go, hey, wait a minute, you know, she really wanted this. We got to come up with a design, you know, at least show her both, you know, and having the opportunity to maybe show one over the other, where, you know, give them the option to choose, you know, I think is another wonderful aspect of what we do. And needless to say, they never did that design because she didn't have the window to her bedroom that she wanted.
Right. I've had similar instances where that has occurred. You know, I think of one client earlier in my career, and they spent $10,000 on a set of drawings that were incomplete. They weren't ready for permit submittals or anything like that. And then, you know, a similar kind of thing happened. I started kind of thumbing through those plans and realized that, you know, there wasn't enough room to do certain things that the plan called out for. So then, you know, they just invested $10,000 for something that really is just a piece of paper. So, you know, through our process, what I like about it is that we're actually freeing up that 5-10% that they would maybe historically pay on the front side for an independent firm, and they can reapply that money towards their project and have a great design because of it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, for me too, coming out of, you know, the project manager, trying to run the jobs with separate architects, trying to pull, you know, information like pulling teeth, you know, from separate companies and stuff, coming into the one big team from that, production end, and being able to get all the answers, talk to the architect in your own office, ask the questions, you know, it just made it so much better and easier to run and proceed forward and keep things moving. And you're not waiting a week for a bolt size so that you can finish things up in order to start hanging drywall because it wasn't on the original plan, stuff like that. So it's just a way better process. And we can touch on a little bit of that too, getting into the production. When we return, we're up against our hard break, but remember, folks, right after the break, I will have my ride-at-home hack, so stick around with us for that, and we will be right back. We are back. I want to welcome everybody from Facebook also to Ride at Home with Rich. And so today for my hack, I wanted to share some not-so-ordinary uses for duct tape that you know, construction workers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians may do some of this stuff quite often, but it kind of came to me when I got a thorn right through my glove into my finger while trimming rose bushes last week. And I go in the garage and I don't have tweezers, so you can take a strip of duct tape. This stuff is so sticky. If you just press it on there real good, peel it off slow in the direction that the thorn or the splinter went in, it will pull that splinter right out. It might take a couple tries, but it's definitely possible. I literally did this in the years past out on the job and just last week. So another thing we do all the time is, you know, patching hoses, whether it's the shop vac hoses, garden hoses. You can't just run out and go get something brand new right then. It always seems to happen in the middle of the day, so you can temporarily patch up your hoses, stuff like that. Another really interesting one that I seen somebody do years back was catching flies. So, you know, we're working outside, there was trying to build a room, there's all these flies around. They just hung these pieces of duct tape in the corners of the room we were framing and just attracted them up and took care of them. Is quite amazing, just like that fly tape you can buy. Another one is, you know, using it like a feet warmer. So if you take the duct tape, you know, in your winter boots, you can take out that inner sole and wrap that thing with the duct tape. It'll reflect the heat back into the soles, you know, right up to your feet. Keep your feet nice and warm in the winter. You can protect your floors with it. So when we put new floors in, you can put it on the bottom of your chairs, furnitures, as we're moving stuff back into the rooms. And then my favorite one is to open a jar. If you're struggling to open a jar, this happens with the glue from, you know, plumbing or, you know, any jar type glues. When we use plastic trims and we glue them together, you can take a piece of duct tape, wrap it around, leave a long edge off that lid, and then you pull from that duct tape and it'll just unstuck and just wrap that lid right around and open that jar up for you. It's quite amazing. So hopefully that's some good ideas for you when you're in a pinch next time. And we all have duct tape lying around. You can check out my Facebook or my Twitter later on in the week and find all these hacks and or this hack later this week. Just search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris on Twitter and find all that information there. So back to the show here with Paul Pagano. Are you still with me, Paul?
Yes.
Isn't that some crazy stuff that we used to do with duct tape out there, you know, working in the field?
Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you get into pinches like that, and I think, you know, actually hands-on experience, it kind of gets you into, you know, thinking outside the box and really how do you complete things, how do you get through things, and just, you know, makes you think about what has to happen and everything. Makes us a little bit better probably at, you know, solving problems and issues for people and stuff, you know, down the road here as we progress into different areas of our field, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of what we do is having the ability to problem solve, because as you know, in this industry, Rich, if you are not able to do that, you will not be very successful.
Yes, absolutely. You definitely need to be able to do that. But, you know, one of my definite favorite things, you know, here at Mosby is, though, when going through that design and really, you know, figuring everything out, getting all the right people involved, getting the project managers involved in remeasuring, making sure things are going to fit prior to ordering, you know, putting them on the ordering process, all the different things. It makes us have to do that less. We can, you know, plan up front better, solve these things on paper, solve them during meetings, figure them out before they happen, and just make a better seamless process, you know, once you get into that construction end. So when you were out there, you know, working and doing things, wouldn't it have been great if you had somebody in front of you figuring out half the issues that you ran into up front, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that's what's great about our process. You know, we've got on the front side of things, we've got the design team who are really helping us help the client kind of realize what's possible, what isn't. You know, I always like to tell clients when I meet them for the first time, when we're talking about the design process, it's much cheaper for us to build their project on a computer and have a good game plan when construction begins versus trying to figure out all those details once the construction process begins. So it definitely expedites all of that, and it creates a clear picture and expectation for the clients that we are doing work with.
Yes, no, I think 100% absolutely. Definitely, you know, was one of my favorite things when I was actually project managing for Mosby when I first started here and everything, in getting used to it, was just like, wow, so much of this is solved already. You came at it thinking, okay, I'm, you know, bringing the ThinkaCap today, I gotta, you know, I know that I'm gonna run into all this stuff, and then you see everything's there and it's figured out, and you know, it's just such an easier process. It just makes that job, you know, easier to actually perform when all the ducks are kind of in a row and the, you know, T's are crossed and I's are dotted and everything. It's so much better. But, you know, to me too, in doing this side of it, what I really love is just helping, you know, going through that process and how much it helps set the expectation for that client, so that they know exactly what, where, why, when, how, all that stuff. And we get to explain that so well, where, you know, it's not like you could just push everything off and be like, well, we'll let the gutter guys figure that problem out. They'll get to it and, you know, they'll do something with it, and there's really nothing that they could do with it.
Right.
Yeah. It's better experience.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more, Rich. It's better to do all that detail work on the front side of it to create a better experience once we get into production. I feel like, you know, once we have all our ducks in a row, we've got all the material on hand and we start a project, it definitely goes much quicker. You're more likely to hit your timelines that you've specified to homeowners, expectation that you're creating early on. You really kind of drill down on that by the time production is ready to kick off the construction process.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I really, really love, and something I used to run into a lot in the past, you know, with other companies that this kind of combats, is just having all this stuff delivered up front to our shop, having the warehouse, you know, staging the projects, having things sitting there ready to go, so that you do know it's there, you do can get right through it and everything. And it eliminates those deliveries, you know, a lot of those deliveries on site where, I mean, I worked for a siding company, and man, it's, you know, we did the carpentry and the room additions and stuff, but they would forever, we were the only employees, everyone else was subcontracted, so they would constantly send us around to move deliveries off of people's driveways so that they could leave their house and get out of their garage. And it was just such a hassle for us, because they're like, really? They're like, yeah, just on your way home. Well, on my way home, I'm going home. You know, I don't want to stop and move siding around to the side of the house because some delivery guy put it, you know, right in the driveway when no one was there. And it's just, you know, creates a hassle for everybody that, you know, we've created so many processes in avoidance of all these different hassles and setting up the expectations. It's just, you know, such a smooth process for everybody. But hey, we're going to get into our final break here, and I think when we come back, Paul, I'd love to touch on some of the different areas too that, you know, when you don't need so much design, you know, what are our processes and some of the different sections of the company, how we can still get through it and help everybody out. So we'll touch on some of that when we return. All right, we are back. We are live with Paul Pagano with me. Mosby Design Home Consultant.
And, Hi, Sean Longford.
We've been talking so much about, you know, the design build process and, you know, these, you know, getting into the designs and how we can really differentiate and do better things for clients and really having the whole team and everything. But, you know, if you don't need all that, if it's something simpler, hey, Paul, can you kind of touch on, you know, say someone needs just kitchen updates or a bathroom, you know, simpler remodel or something, just kind of touch on what are those divisions and processes kind of all about, and how can we help on some of the simpler cases also?
Yeah, so there obviously there are a variety of possibilities as far as the type of work, but you know, if you're just doing a refresh, maybe you're removing and replacing some backsplash tile, I mean, it's just a simple selection choice there. Not a lot to do with the design component. We also do a standard pull and replace kitchen. Maybe we're doing the exact same layout, so again, not a huge call for any kind of design component there. Maybe we're doing a pull and replace and installing an island that didn't exist, so maybe we could just do a 2D drawing for the client just so they can see how it fits into the space, what kind of clearances they have in conjunction with the new island and the existing space. So, and then also our right bath division, we also have a website that's interactive for clients. They can kind of jump on there and make some cabinetry selections, faucet selections, lighting selections, if it's just the standard pull and replace bathroom. So I have often used that with some of our right bath clients that seems to really kind of expedite the process. You know, in today's kind of climate, it also is very useful in that we don't necessarily have to meet face to face. They can make those selections online, and if they want to see a physical sample, then they can just say, hey, I was online, I kind of like this wood color, this wood species looks like, and then, you know, we can either have a courier to their house, we can drop them off at their front door, then they can like physically see them, touch them, make decisions that way. So as you know, Rich, you know, we've implemented some processes for our clients for safety reasons and just to kind of help them through this tough time so that we don't have to physically be face-to-face all the time for all of these meetings.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's such – so we've got the processes set there for simpler, smaller, easier, you know, we can still get you through all that. It doesn't all have to be this big design build process and everything. We can get you through all types of projects pretty easily. So, hey, Carl, do we still have a caller on the line?
Jessica's ready.
Yeah, let's get Jessica on the line real quick. We got about 2 minutes. Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for calling. What do you got going on?
Absolutely. Well, I am working from home, and I have an office space where I would really like to design a space that's creative. So I'm wondering if what are some things, maybe some homework I could do before I call in someone like, I think Paul, is it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, Paul, you got a couple quick ideas? Yeah, yeah, there's definitely a couple things. We've got about a minute here. Paul, can you give her a couple ideas on some homework?
Yeah, I mean, some of the best tools out there are social media, online tools, Pinterest for entrance, instance. Houzz is a great tool to kind of go out there, you know, whether you have a small space, a large space, what your intention for the space is. Do you need more storage? Would you like to have a better setup if you're working more virtually? How does your computer play into that? Basically, what your intention for the space is. I mean, you can start by using some of those tools that are available to us online these days just to kind of wrap your head around the direction that you want to take a project.
Very good.
So Jessica, I'd also suggest, you know, as you're using your office, kind of think about and take some notes on, you know, maybe what you're missing, what you're lacking. You know, like my office, I it wasn't a huge problem, but then all of a sudden with the COVID, I'm using it all the time. So I had to add can lighting because I just had horrible lighting. And then when I'm doing Zoom meetings and stuff with people, they can't see me real well. So, you know, think about what maybe you would like to change or you're missing or you're lacking in your daily use, and take notes on that stuff too, because that'll be a lot of that conversation to help
all good points,
that space
Rich.
Out.
All good points.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Jessica, I really appreciate the call, and great question. And it's definitely something that, you know, we're all doing way more of right now today. Like Paul was mentioning with the COVID, with changing things, you know, the Right Path Selection website, we rolled that out a little sooner. We were planning on having it ready by the end of the year, and COVID just sped up that process for us. We were like, we got to get that running and get it out there to help people figure out all these things that they want and that they need. So, hey, Paul, can you real quick kind of tell everybody how they could get a hold of Mosby, and or Jessica can, if they want to have you out and kind of check out some of these spaces?
Yeah, so you can call the office, schedule an appointment, and they will assign you based on what it is that you want us to look at. They'll assign the appropriate home consultant or designer.
Yeah, so give us a call at 314-909-1800 or check out the website at callmosby.com, callmosby.com. Paul, appreciate having you on, taking your time out. It was awesome.
Yes,
and for everybody else out there, I will talk to you next week. Have a good week.
Thanks, Rich. See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.